20 till 9 with our community update from the Mattoon Chamber of Commerce and Ed Dowd. Hello, my friend.
Hello. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. And you, I know, are doing well because you recently, I understand, celebrated the, what was it, 30th anniversary of your 29th birthday? Is it?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. I loved how she put that. My wife, that was good. That was good.
Yep. She's,
makes me sound young still.
Clearly, she has to be a good woman.
Oh, she's a saint.
Yeah,
let me tell you.
Kind of clarify that. Well, we're talking about days go by in the song. 44 days to go until spring. So it's time to start thinking about getting involved and get back in the groove and volunteerism. And today we're going to discuss something you may not know about, but you should know about, Mattoon in Motion.
Yes, thank you, Bob. It was a chamber member who actually mentioned to me, with the pandemic and the cold and, you know, just being cooped up, they were very interested in opportunities available, you know, once the spring comes and once the restrictions are lifted. And they asked, you know, what kind of opportunities are there? And Mattoon in Motion is one of them. It's a community-wide effort. We currently have over 150 volunteers. And what it's for is a betterment of Mattoon and its citizens. It consists of 7 different committees that are focused on ways to improve our community. A couple of examples, Parks and Rec Committee. They have recreated the Tree Commission with the city to plant new and maintain existing trees throughout the community. The Youth Committee works with Bill Dewey and Fit to Serve, who do a fabulous job with their community gardens. They actually won the Governor's Hometown Award last year with what they do, and I know you're familiar with them as well.
They got some nationwide attention with that one, and you know, that's not their goal. Their goal is to give back to the community, and they're doing a fantastic job.
They really do. They really do. The Housing Committee, 2 years ago, unfortunately last year they weren't able to, but they worked on fixing veterans' homes were in disrepair, where they're older veterans who, you know, just can't work on their homes, and they're looking to get, jumping at the bit to get back in that, and, you know, just great opportunity to volunteer there to help refresh the community and take care of, you know, our veterans. You know, so there's just so many opportunities, and of all places, you and Renee know, you know, you guys have so many opportunities as well that you guys contribute and support volunteerism. So I just thought it was a great time, you know, to talk about this and make people aware that coming soon, hopefully with the spring, you know, you'll have opportunities to get outside and help the community. So.
Absolutely. Now, I was talking this morning about, you know, Douglas Hart. There's a hidden gem in Mattoon, and they're doing a thing where they're starting to plant seeds. I mean, there's no rest, and they've got a heated greenhouse. So if you're interested in helping them out, there's another opportunity.
Yeah, they are always looking for volunteers. You know, a lot of the things they do, you know, are, you know, keeping the environment indigenous. So, you know, just a great opportunity, great trails out there. And yes, they're always looking for volunteers to help them out.
If you're interested in helping out, who do you contact?
You can start with us. We will have on our website, there'll be a list of all the volunteer opportunities with all the contacts. And I believe you guys are going to have my notes here, and there's different names of different people you can reach out to. And again, if nothing else, contact the chamber, and we'll hook you up with some of these opportunities.
All right. Well, it'll be here before you know it, so let's get busy and keep Mattoon in motion.
Yeah, stay warm this weekend, Bob.
Thank you, bud.